It's showtime, folks. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier hanging out on the ones and twos as well. Happy Wednesday. As the great Leland Statham says, it's hump day.
It is. Also, this microphone over here needs your dose of hymns to kind of stay up. I mean, it's falling down over here. So we'll work about that in a little bit. How are you, pal?
I am doing fantastic.
It's a good time to be a Nashville Predator fan, buddy.
It sure is. 15-game point streak, which ties the franchise record. Now they go on the road tomorrow for a what I like to call a measuring stick game against the Florida Panthers, one of the best teams in the league. I mean, look, I think it's safe to say the Predators are playing like one of the best teams in the league right now. I mean, the way they've been the last 15 games have been pretty darn good.
What's your little wrestling axiom you like that Ric Flair always says?
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! Don't forget the woo.
It's true. I mean, it's 100% true. I mean, if you want to do that, you got to beat him. So that game, Florida, will be it'll be a must-watch.
Oh, man. It'll be a must-watch. Now, last night was interesting because, to me, last night was the definition of a trap game. And I would say in the first period, you know, the start of the first period, they fell into the trap. And then Yossi launches a rocket from the blue line, puts him up 1-0. Former Predator Mikael Granlund ties it up before the end of the first period. So we got a 1-1 hockey game going into the first intermission. And then San Jose takes the lead in the second period. So I know I'm sitting there going, uh-oh, what's this going to be? And then all of a sudden it was like they got together on the bench like, okay, we done messing around. All right, let's do it. Come on. And then it's just bam.
Yeah, and it's one of those things of, all right, what are we doing here? I mean, what are we really doing here? And then just – and I was refreshing my app. It was like, all right, 4 or 5, there's 6 or 7, there's 8. I was like, winning is fun, even though I contributed 0 to them winning last night.
Oh, yeah.
Still screaming for them. So I like it, man. And then I tell people all the time, if you just moved here and the Nashville Predators get to the playoffs, this city goes to a different level. And we've seen it every single time. And hopefully it'll happen. It will happen this time because it always does. Even back to 16, when they beat Anaheim in the quarters, whatever, then they played San Jose and they didn't go to the
two game sevens.
Yes. But fantastic. I mean, that was the first time the city's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then 17, the Stanley Cup run. Of course, 18 was still fun. They made it to the second round. It was still a lot of fun. And then from then on, it became kind of a must-attend and watch event. So it's going to be fun as this rolls into April.
Ryan McDonough will be joining us here in just a few minutes. Roman Yossi, his 18th of the year. Jason Zucker, his second as a Predator, 11th of the year. Big Mac, Michael McCarron, his 10th and 11th of the year. Luke Evangelista, his 15th of the year. Mark Jankowski, his 4th. Forsberg, his 36th. Novak, his 15th.
Woo!
So
not bad.
A lot of, you know, and now you're kind of on the. I always watch like, okay, Evangelista and Novak. You know, do they got 5 more in them before the end of the regular season? Can they get to that 20 goal mark? Yossi, I feel like, is going to get to that 20 goal mark, sitting at 18. And Forsberg, can he get to 40? He needs 4 more, and then I think he needs, what is it, 6 more to break Duchesne? I need to look that up. I can't remember if it was 41 or 42. But
either way, they're having fun.
Oh,
man.
Exactly. McDonough had, let's see, 3-point night for him.
Him and Sherwood both had 3 assists. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, Sherwood with his first 3 assist night.
Chase is reading like he's in freshman math at FRA.
1, 2.
What's this?
Yeah. So, tremendous night at Bridgestone Arena. And here's the thing. I heard Willie Donick say this on the TV. I actually didn't go to the game last night. I'll tell you what I did in just a second. But I was watching the game, and I heard Willie D say, if you jumped off the bandwagon, come on, jump back on because we got room. And I love that. Like, come on. Come on back.
Yeah.
Because, look, I know there's a section of the fan base that jumped on in 17 and then they probably got off a few years ago and now they're going to come back, and that's fine. Come on.
Yeah, come on back.
Mom back.
So what I did last night
is. What does a barber say, Chase?
Mom back.
Come on back. Yeah.
You've never heard that before.
No, I haven't. That's why I'm just kind of moving on. no, I went to Ford Ice in Bellevue, and our good friend, friend of the show, Jill Jelnick, was playing a game. She was playing a hockey game last night.
So How was that?
Supported her. It was good. It was good. She's leading the team in points. So very proud of Jill.
Well done, Jill.
Yeah. So
Why don't you get out there and play?
Because I don't want to get injured.
Come on, man.
And it won't be from a hit. I will just fall down.
I want to see you out there and play.
Man. I don't know. Maybe Ryan McDonough can help me learn to skate. We bring him in now. Predators defenseman. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
That's awesome. Big win last night. You guys, what did you get together like middle of the second period and go, okay, is this game of cat and mouse over? You just kind of opened up the floodgates?
Well, certainly I think we didn't maybe anticipating it getting that high a number, but, you know, we've obviously on this run here found a way to play at a high level and most of the time it's pretty consistent. And start of that game was a little sloppy and not the greatest start to the second period either. And, you know, we just needed to get back to doing the things that we're capable of. And the results, you know, have been taking care of themselves. And it was no different last night. Probably the first 30 minutes, it was kind of back and forth. And we weren't, you know, as sharp with the puck on our stick at times. But when we put our focus in the right spot and we executed, you know, good things can happen. It was fun game in the end.
Yeah, when you mentioned that, and I heard your TV interview last night, I think it was the first intermission, that you said you didn't like your start. When that happens and you guys talk about it and rally during the game, and then, you know, well, like you said, you don't anticipate the floodgates to open like they did, but that does happen. What does that do for the confidence in the room? Like, you walk in after the game and you go, man, look at how this thing started and we just won 8-2. Like, what does that do kind of moving forward?
For sure. Like I said, we'll draw back on that experience. You know, games are going to get tougher and tougher here. And, you know, there's two teams obviously competing out there. The other team is going to have their way with you and have the momentum at times. But, you know, we can find a way to slowly get it back in our favor. And it's not going to, you know, maybe be a goal or whatnot. It's going to be a couple of good shifts, maybe a good penalty kill or a good power play and something like that. That can be the difference as far as getting the momentum back on our side. And we, when we've had the momentum, we can feel it, and we try to take advantage of it, hold on to it as long as we can, and make teams pay.
Ryan, you might know this in baseball, when a team or a player gets on a big streak, nobody talks to him. What's it like in the locker room right now when you guys know how well you're playing? I mean, do you talk about it or you just go about your business?
You talk about the process, right? You're not really talking about, you know, we won't talk about the 8-2 win, but we'll talk about the things that, you know, gave us a great opportunity to win and score goals. But you definitely feel it. The energy has been awesome. You know, we've been getting a lot of rest between games, which is huge at this point. So when you come to the rink at game time, you're, you know, not only physically refreshed, but mentally too. And you can see the excitement in guys, the energy on the bench and in between periods. You know, as far as a long season, during the course of a long season, you're not always going to have that. But for us to have had it this stretch has been huge. And time of the year and whatnot too has obviously been huge. So that combination has been fun to show up to the rink every day and know that we have a great chance to do something special that night.
So you feel like you're playing with house money because you guys have been on a great run. Nobody outside your locker room probably expected this to happen. And now you go take on a team tomorrow night you faced a million times. How much fun are you looking forward to this game tomorrow night? Because, look, the world outside is thinking, well, the Preds got no chance, get the Florida Panthers. But you guys know you got a great chance. How much fun will this be?
For sure. That's the best time of the year is to be playing these games, meaningful games. I mean, we haven't locked anything up or aren't guaranteed anything at this point. There's still a lot of hockey to be played. And we've given ourselves a great opportunity, but we need to keep getting points, keep playing good hockey, and tomorrow's opponent's going to test us in a lot of areas here. So those are games you look forward to, and those are challenges that you need to overcome here as a team as we look to keep growing.
Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough is with us. And Ryan, I know the teams have obviously changed, but you played Florida quite a bit when you were with Tampa. How much do you draw on that experience of how the puck bounces in that building, you know, just the layout, things like that?
For sure. I mean, that place can get pretty hostile if you let them play their game and they're a little physical, more physical than other teams and thrive off the energy of their crowd. So, like I talked about, having the momentum be on our side as much as we can in that game is going to be huge and trying to get them off their game. And they have a high-powered, high-paced offense and something that we like to have as well. So it's going to be a skating game. It's going to be better know what you're doing with the puck before it gets to you, because you're not going to have a lot of time and space, and someone's going to be ready to run you through the boards. So it's, like I said, it's going to be a challenge, but it's a fun one for sure.
I don't think you need much motivation, obviously, mm-hmm. going into a game like this. But and Bruno's not going to bring it up, but do you guys recognize the fact that he coached there, he didn't get the interim tag removed, now he's with you guys, obviously, but does that factor into things of like, hey, let's go out there and not only win one for ourselves, but also for our coach?
Absolutely. It's been he's a part of our team. He's been a huge reason why we've, put ourselves in the position that we are. And there's always extra motivation for certain guys in certain games against, certain opponents. And he's no different. He was a former player. He understands that. Now coaching us, we're going to be right there to put forth our best effort for him.
Talking to Ryan McDonough this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Ryan, I got a personal question. I had no idea. Steve Walsh is your uncle?
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, he's my mom's brother.
Holy cow. Long, so I'm not going to bore you with it. I met him years ago on a visit to the University of Miami, and I'm reading this now that he's your uncle. How great was that growing up? Your uncle was a quarterback in Miami in the National Football League.
It was huge. I mean, he ended up and still is a huge role model of mine as far as, when I got to playing collegiate hockey and after that onto the pros. And he's been a huge mentor to me. And just being able to grow up as a kid and go on down to a couple of the fields and go watch him play, just definitely sparked dreams of, maybe one day me being a professional athlete. Obviously, can't throw the ball as well as him.
Right.
tried to play football in high school. I was more of on the defensive side as a linebacker and whatnot. But it's been definitely a blessing to have him a part of my family and learn from him and understand, how important he is. He was leading a team as the quarterback. Something I try to do as far as leadership skills in hockey for me.
Absolutely. I don't want to make this a Steve Walsh hour, but what's he doing now?
He's actually coaching high school football at our alma mater up in St. Paul at Crete Durham Hall.
Oh, fantastic. That made my day, Ryan. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking with Ryan McDonough, Nashville Predators defenseman. You know, obviously, you've had a couple guys go down with injury, and having Tyson Barrie available and kind of that ace in the hole, how important has that been for him to – I know he'd love to be playing every game, but for him to be able to step up and jump in without missing a beat?
I can honestly say, as far as the way someone's handled their situation, I don't think I've seen someone handle it better. A tough situation, you never want to see guys not playing, especially a veteran that's played so many games in the league, and for him to keep going about his business, not being a distraction, just bringing a positive attitude and a fun attitude every day, and really just putting his teammates first at times, and for him now to get back and be playing, just slowly getting more confident out there, and will be a huge piece for us for sure at some point going forward here, and is already.
Well, Ryan, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck in Florida, and we'll see you back in Smashville against Detroit on Saturday.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks again.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman, joining us here on the program. Predators back at it tomorrow against the Florida Panthers. Pregame 30 minutes early, 5:30 with Max Herz. The puck drop just after 6:30 with Petey and Hal Gill.
I'm just Steve Walsh.
That's awesome. You're on cloud nine. I'm ready to run through a wall and go play with those guys.
Right.
and you're all excited about Steve Walsh, which is very cool.
Well, it's a great question that we'll do one day. We might do it now, but I mean, you go to school with somebody who's had a famous sibling or a famous aunt or uncle. I mean, I think that's very cool. As a sports fan who grew up in the 80s watching the Miami Hurricanes and then watching him, you know, he goes to the Cowboys and they had Aikman, so they traded him to the Saints and go on that way. But, I mean, he's an iconic figure in college football lore, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. You're
cool. You're cool.
Thank you, pal.
Dr. Crane, you're cool, too.
Thanks, guys. Both are cool.
Hey.
All the coolness. Right. All the coolness. So the Predators, 15-game point streak, back at it tomorrow. We'll have much more coming, including a big announcement coming up at 10 o'clock involving the Nashville Cats. Jeff Fisher and others going to be in studio with us. So looking forward to that.
I'm really
coming up at 10. You got to do it for him.
I'm not.
Yeah, nope. Do it once. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair, you're going to be mine. Woo!
That makes my day. Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Was that the goodbye thing he had?
No, that was like in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was
going against Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, that was at Municipal.
Ricky Steamboat, who now lives in Knoxville and is a big Tennessee Athletics fan.
He has been on the show.
That's right. We got him on.
That's right.
I was here with you when that was on.
Yeah. Since you've joined the show, we've had Steamboat. We've had Jimmy Hart.
Million Dollar Man?
Yeah, you were gone for Million Dollar. Remember the Million Dollar Man?
If I wasn't here, it doesn't count.
We had
Chase, this is great.
A request in, and I never heard back from him. And all of a sudden, Nick gets in my ear and says, "Hey, Ted DiBiase is on hold. He's ready to come on the show." And I was like, "What?" And we had him on. And where were you? You were probably on one of your European excursions,
probably.
And he came on. He was fantastic.
He was good. I was honestly surprised. Like, wait a minute. Are we just going to pivot like that and just drop what we're doing? Sure enough.
He was great, man.
Worked like a charm.
Those guys are fantastic. Like Ric Flair and DiBiase. I mean, all those guys are just fantastic. They are cultural forever icons that if Ric Flair walks into a restaurant, you know who he is immediately. I mean, it's just these guys have just gone to a next level in popularity and status. I mean, and it's great.
He has. He has indeed.
We busy over there?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Sorry, I'm waiting for an email.
That's all. I thought you might be checking your overdraft fee.
No. Nope.
You're emailing like, how can it be overdraft? I still got checks left. It's impossible.
I'm good on that front. So
well done.
Don't worry about that. But the Predators just, man, it's been fun. It's just so much fun. Like, you go from a 9-2 loss to a 15-game point streak.
It's crazy. I mean, if you told me this back in when they lost to the Dallas Stars on that Thursday night, 9-2, hey, man, they're going to go on a run now that you won't believe. It'll be franchise history making. I'd have been, Chase, you need a couple weeks off because you've bought that Kool-Aid and it's not good.
Yeah.
And now just on a tear, just on an absolute tear.
It's just like really, really fun. I mean, and I think the fan base, look, there's going to be some sections of fans that are like, just wait, you know, are they going to actually get into the playoffs? I mean, I think now with the win last night, they have like a 97% chance of making the playoffs. And so I think that's pretty good odds, I had to guess.
I am so proud of you that you did not do one thing that I absolutely hate right now.
What's that?
You said, well, if the playoffs started today.
I know, you hate that phrase.
I hate it.
So I get why you hate that phrase, but.
Because they're not starting today.
I understand that. But I mean, and I think you're kind of implying that I know they don't start today, but this is where they would be in that point.
You're not going to convince me, man. You got to do a better job.
How would you okay? So if I tell you the standings,
you think Matlock goes into a courtroom half ass? He goes in ready to fight.
He doesn't go into a courtroom at all because he's dead.
See, there you go.
So
back in the day, you think Matlock walked into a courtroom?
So how would you? Okay, all right, okay. Almighty Big Joe, how would you like me to say this?
If they keep it up, they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay, so if I say they
great
have,
shot,
they
what you said before was good.
84 points puts them in the first wild card spot, and they are 8 points ahead of Minnesota.
Love it. Yeah, give me.
Okay,
yeah, I like that. You know, right. It's like, well, you know, but the other, and you don't do, I'm not saying you don't do it, but others like.
So you just absolutely hate the phrase, if the playoffs
started
today.
Hate's a strong word. How about really
strongly
hate?
Dislike?
Yes, I can't stand it. It drives me crazy when people say the playoffs started today, because they don't. And if they did, I'm like, well, it's, why are they starting on March 20th? What's going on? Did I miss something? Did I miss an email? But they're playing so well, and it's so much fun. Here's what I like. Say they go down and beat Florida Thursday, right? Who do they play Saturday?
Detroit.
At home.
Yep.
I mean, that growing up, I mean, when the Preds came here, that was the big brother. The Detroit Red Wings were the big brother, the Nashville Predators. And once they knocked them off in the 2012 playoffs, it took a while to do that. Once they did, then it became, I mean, a new level for the Nashville Predators. So if you beat Florida, everybody's going to be looking at you. The Red Wings rolling here. There's still a lot of Detroit fans here in this town that'll be at that game on Saturday. And that's a 4 o'clock start, right, or 3?
So, yeah, 4 o'clock. Four. So we used to call those, you know, Pred Wing fans. That's because the GM plant was here, so there were a lot of people that had moved from Detroit that when hockey got here, they were like, hey, we love hockey.
But, right.
And so they were Predators fans basically 77 games out of the year, but when they played Detroit, they were still loyal to Detroit. So they were Pred Wing fans. I'd be curious to know how many of those – original Pred Wing fans have completely shifted allegiances.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Like, that are now like kind of like me and the Cowboys of, hey, I still love the Cowboys, but it's kind of become Titans, you know, at this point, even though I did kind of pull for the Cowboys when they were here last, cause I knew they were better. But like, are there fans that have now completely shifted allegiances? And I'm sure shifting conferences has helped that.
Plus, Detroit's been terrible for
a while. They're look, Saturday's a huge game for both teams. Right. Preds are trying to keep momentum up, and Detroit's trying to, you know, get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it'll be a lot of fun. But go down and beat Florida Panthers, because that now is, you know, if you talked about your measuring stick against the best team in hockey, well, one of the top two or three best teams in hockey, and see where you stand. I mean, I hope they're going to beat 7-0. It'd be great if they grind one out and win like 3-2, and you show the fire of this hockey team and come back on Saturday and take on Detroit. And Bridgestone will be next level again if this happens. It'll be next level anyway if it happens, but really, man, they beat Florida and come back. Ah, Chihuahua.
Oh.
Right?
You want to talk about just excitement. Like, if they come back, if they win tomorrow night, I mean, look, even if they lose a close one, you're going to kind of know where you stack up. It's like if you win or lose that game by a goal, then you're going to go, okay, I think we can hang in a 7-game series.
If I had $5,000, could I get you to ride the Zamboni shirtless?
Yes.
We donate to a charity? I don't have $5,000.
I'll do it pantsless for $5,000. Let's go.
Oh, man, like groundskeeper Willie. No, we're not doing that. Okay.
You want me to paint a Pred head on you know, like Big Ben, honor Big Ben, paint the
Would you do
head?
That?
Absolutely.
I don't have
$5,000? Absolutely.
If I win Powerball tonight, we'll do it. I'll put $10,000 down.
Okay. Done.
I want to see this.
And then can we get Dr. Crane to ride on your shoulders?
I don't know about that.
Why is that? Why Joe? Why the shoulders?
On the Zamboni, be fun.
Like a piggyback? Are we talking like you know,
what
Disney World?
I'm
going
to say no to that because I'm going to get tired and like he's going to fall.
What do you call that in the pool when you do that and put them on your shoulders and you fight?
Chicken fighting, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's do that.
So you're going to do a chicken fight with the other Zamboni?
But no, it wouldn't be. It'd be like
or a joust. We could do a joust.
Put Stillman and Rex Road on the other one.
Oh, God. Stillman break Rex Road's neck.
All I'm saying is if you give me a pool noodle and we joust on a Zamboni, you're in for some trouble.
Now, you guys are too young to remember this, and I will get to the break real quick. I'll tell the story real quick. But when the Zamboni and the Pred started that was driving from Centennial Sportsplex to Bridgestone, it got into a wreck. Somebody hit it. One of the Nashville drivers hit the Zamboni.
That's fantastic.
That's how awful Nashville driving has been throughout the years. Somebody
didn't hit a pothole?
Somebody hit the damn Zamboni coming downtown Nashville, and they were like, oh, great.
What's the top speed on that thing? Like 7?
Probably, maybe. Somebody hit it.
That's incredible.
Broadway's a disaster up by towards West End that way, and that's what was coming down that way over the interstate, and then somebody hit it. So Nashville drivers have really improved over the last 27 years or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if I completely buy that. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight. Vanderbilt women's basketball takes on Columbia in the women's NCAA tournament. Pregame at 7:45, tip-off at 8. Coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan app and 94.9thefan.com.
Fireball.
Jason Big Joe here on this Wednesday, presented by Regal Realty Group, 1025, 1063 The Game, and broadcasting from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. We'll have some Nashville Cats, some football flavor coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Jeff Fisher will be in studio with us, and also a special guest, an announcement. We'll tell you about that.
A lot of people are fired up for the Nashville Cats. It's something
I'm fired
fun to
up
do
for the Nashville Cats. I remember going to games at, you know, the first two times around.
Put you in that hot tub, Chaser.
I had never gotten the hot tub.
That was
mom would not let me get in the hot tub.
Yeah, and they played the Eddie Murphy from SNL, hot tub, James Brown skit, and that was a lot of fun. But I think it's fun. The stuff for us to do, and the first game's April 27th, but the Cats play also in May and June and July. And I know they got one game up in Clarksville on May 17th of Armed Forces Day. So they'll be.
I really hope he's listening. Right.
He's not.
I really hope he's listening.
Look, man, we know people who listen to the show were your mom and my cat. And that's all we need.
3-4-3-0. Get to basketball in just a second. I was a Pred Wing fan that converted to a Preds fan. I moved here 24 years ago and wore my Darren McCarty jersey to the Preds games for a few years. Now I have Predators gear that I wear.
Well,
very cool.
They've converted him. I mean, it would take a while. You know that.
Sure.
But I think when the Preds knocked out the Red Wings in 2012, that was a turning moment in this franchise. And there's that great picture of Shea Weber, whose hand for the Red Wings he was shaking.
Eric Lindstrom.
Yes, yes. It's a fantastic picture.
Nick Lindstrom, like, not Eric.
It's who is it?
Nick Lindstrom. Okay. Nicholas Lidstrom.
Yeah. I had no idea. I know it was a guy for the Red Wings. And
I combined that and Eric Lindor, you know.
That's
whatever.
Okay. That's all right.
I got you, Chase. I felt
it's like a tequila sunrise, man. You got a different part. I know what you're getting at. It's got different parts in there. But
Raymond and Franklin want you to do the impersonation the whole time he's here.
I can't because you want to go outside. May 17th.
Fill out Domino's.
Do it. Cookie.
Get the ball to Cook. Told Steve, teammates is open.
I told you, one time Fisher went off on me on the halftime interview that I did in a preseason game was just fantastic. He apologized afterwards, but they played Atlanta and the Falcons. And Fisher wanted to get a lot of work done with different people, and the Falcons started fighting the first quarter. Like half the team got ejected, and he was hot. And I was like, hey, did you – I'm like Ed Werder talking to Fisher at halftime. I'm like, hey, did you like what you saw in the first half of your team? He's like, I tell you what. And it was like a WWE speech, man. He apologized out. He's like, wasn't against you, but I had to get a message out to the world. I was like, okay.
Do not let me forget, you know, when he's in here, we obviously talk Cats business. I want him to tell the combine story of seeing Chris Johnson.
Okay.
I've never heard it from him. Of just
I've never heard it at all.
Going into it. Because, like,
guess fast.
Was he on the radar? That's what I want to know.
They'll probably be like, yeah, he was on the radar.
Yeah. But, just like that. Did you watch some of the first four games last night?
All right. Can I tell you a little something right now?
You're going to anyway.
They need to scrap that first four. Or let it be teams that aren't Virginia and these Power Five schools get in. Let these other schools that fought throughout the year have those games. That was awful last night. I didn't even know. I turned it off at halftime. Virginia scored 14 points in the first half.
Yep.
Stop it. Stop putting those teams in there like Virginia and the big name, the Blue Bloods. Let them out. Let these other schools, these mid-majors, play in those games, enjoy the experience, and go to the next level. Wagner wins. They play North Carolina. How great it is for Wagner. That school's got 1,700 people in it. 1,700. And they enjoyed the first four, the play, whatever the hell you want to call it now. Stop putting teams in the Power Five in basketball into those first four. They don't deserve it.
Here's the other thing I don't understand. Why the hell are we having a play-in game for a 10 seed?
Yes. Great point.
And the second part of that, how in the blue hell was Virginia a 10 seed?
Like, what was the final score?
They were awful.
I don't know what the final was last night. I turned
67-42, Colorado State.
They beat them by 25. Terrible.
Colorado State, they're a wagon, baby. They're a wagon.
Yeah, so let you know, the Wagners and the Belmonts of the world, let those teams enjoy that. If you don't want to think they deserve to play on Thursday or Friday, put them in those games. Let them have that fun. Belmont had that fun.
I agree with you. Like, if it's all the 16 seeds and you're doing it that way, then I won't care about it. I don't really care about it now, but I won't care about it as much. That's fine. But I've never understood why you have some years it's a 10 or a 12 or something like that, and you're doing a play-in game that way. Like, to me, if you have two 10s, then you're basically saying both of them were good enough to be in the field of 64. Why are you making a play-in?
Good point, yeah.
Like, that it makes no sense to me.
I would have
– and it's all because the TV networks are probably like, hey, can we get more than just, you know, Alcoa State or something, you know? Like, can we get more than Cuyahoga Community College? Than, you know, like, True TV's like – the only time people watch us is for Impractical Jokers, so we need,
right?
You know, we need more than Impractical Jokers here.
I want to have people turn the TV. I turned it off at halftime. I'm like, this is awful. I'm done with this. 14, I'm done. How many people turned it off? And I hope they look at that going forward. But as we've seen throughout the years, these committees don't care what we think. The TV companies don't care what we think. They don't care what we think at all. But last night, I mean, it was – I've got off X last night after the game. But at halftime, people are like, this is terrible. This is awful. Why are we doing this? But, again, let those mid-majors have the spotlight on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and be that 16. Be that 16 that gets to play. You know, who cares if North Carolina doesn't know who they're facing until 2 days before or the number one seed? Nobody cares. But let these schools have the fun, have the environment, enjoy the experience, and then go on. And Wagner's going to enjoy this ride against North. They'll probably get beat by 1,000. Doesn't matter. They made it to the next level. They got to enjoy the fun and the experience, and that's what it's all about besides winning.
You know, none of this is going to matter in a few years anyway because they're going to screw this up and they're going to expand. They're going to do just like the college football. I mean – college football playoff is going to 12 this year and then 14 next year.
Yeah, I see 128 in the future. I do. And the first game is your home site.
Yeah.
Scrap your conference tournaments.
You'll add 2 weeks to the tournament.
Yep. No, I say scrap your conference tournaments. They'll be done.
I'd be okay with that.
Scrap your tournaments. You get a home game. Tennessee would get, you know, make it regional. Belmont goes to whatever. And then within
a blink of an eye, 64. I don't even think you have to do that. I mean, like, you know, you can allow more, like, you know, Bridgestone would be a perfect spot to have. I don't know why they don't have Sweet 16 and Elite 8 here, but.
I got the answer for that.
Why?
Because you have the tournament here, right?
SEC tournament.
All right. And if you have the Sweet 16, that puts your hockey team on the road for 2 weeks during the crucial time.
No, you're right.
You damn right I'm right.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
What about the NIT? The NIT, what about that? Are they just going to scrap that tournament if they add more?
Oh, the NIT's on life support.
I mean, yeah, I watched it last night.
Well, you've had, like, how many teams opted out?
Like 14 or so. I'd be furious.
There were
opt-outs.
There were teams that basically said, like, yeah, no, we're good.
There's probably 14 or 15 that opted out. Ole Miss opted out.
Yeah.
That was that rant by Tom Crean Sunday night about.
And he was 100% right.
Yeah. What are you doing? Let's give these kids another chance to play. So you don't make the tournament. We get that. We know what the NIT is all about. We understand this. Give these kids another chance to play and go forward. Coach some more. Enjoy the experiences. These kids will all. You talk to guys who played in the NIT, they'll love it. I mean, it's experience. We know it's not the tournament. We understand that. But, hell, they had fun. They're playing more basketball. Remember when Minnesota came and played middle in the NIT in the quarterfinals, like 2014? That was fun.
You know who had a blast in the NIT last year? Vanderbilt.
Yes. Didn't pay off this year.
No. But I mean, like, there are some teams that would love that opportunity. And Tom Crean's whole point was it was the coaches that said, like, nah, we're good. Like, if a player opts out, they opt out. Yeah, but it's because the coaches got to get ready for the portal and you know, all this crap that happens now. And it's just the NIT's dead. Like the what's the other one? The
CIB, CBI,
that one's
the CBI.
They're dead, buried, gone. I mean, they're all going to be gone. And I think you're right that you're going to see conference tournaments go away, or in their current form go away, and then you'll have an expanded NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
I don't think it gets to the point where everybody gets in.
Right.
But I think it you know, they'll expand. Like 96, I could very well see.
I think it goes to 128. And I think 128, I think, now that I thought about it, you have regional games. I mean, you really have UAB plays Auburn. Belmont goes, or Middle goes to Tennessee, or Austin Peay goes to Memphis. Something along those lines.
I'd hate that.
To make it at your home, get you an extra home game. They would love it. Then where would you play the games?
No, I mean, I would hate if you did it geographical. Like, you know, I still think you got to seed it.
Okay.
So, that's just me.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'd be. I think it'd be fun to watch. I don't know. I mean, or have hell have well
a 28 just beat a one. By God,
it's going to happen. But you're right. They'll see the money signs in this and go forward and add it. But I think 128 within the next probably 10 to 12 years, just because. Same with college football.
We're going to move a few things around today. We're going to do celebrity birthdays next because of what we have in the 10 o'clock hour. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Don't you know, pump it up. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Let's pump it up here on this Wednesday. Nashville Cats, Jeff Fisher in studio in 10 minutes.
What's this from?
His workout mix, probably.
Yeah.
Dr. Crane's workout mix.
Oh, the little bass coming at the end. A little drop in the bass in there, Dr. Crane.
All about that bass.
I feel like I'm in a California disco right now.
Well, why a California disco?
Because they got all the like ravers out there and EDM stuff. Like they got all the, what's it called, Lollapalooza or whatever? That's Chicago. Never mind. It's one of those big companies.
It's not Lollapalooza.
I don't know. It's one of those crazy ones. They got the crazy lights.
Is it
the
Running Man?
Isn't something that like that. I don't know.
And then there's Coachella?
That's it, Coachella. I don't know, Lollapalooza.
I had Coachella once, but I got a shot and it was cleared up.
I'm glad you feel better.
All right. With that, let's get to celebrity birthdays. And what day is it? Do you know what day it is?
Yes, I do. Thank you. We also, today is National Ravioli Day.
Love some ravioli.
Ravioli's in an app. John Panette, comedian. National Bock Beer Day. It's a dark German lager beer.
It's Bock.
Bock. Okay, thanks, sir.
I don't know.
also, National Jump Out Day. So you jump, I guess.
Yeah, moving.
We also have here, interesting, World Sparrow Day. Just celebrating a bird.
Yeah.
And World Frog Day. And last but not least, Alien Abduction Day.
Oh, you ever been abducted
by an alien?
That
happened to you once, right?
Never have.
Never have?
Intend to.
It only happens if you're way out in the country and then at night.
It's not me.
I kind of live out in the country now, don't I?
Uh-oh. You live in Bellevue, man. When did Bellevue become the country?
Well, the farm.
Oh, the farm.
You don't know about the farm.
Yeah, I don't know about the farm.
You know, his humble abode out there, you know?
I'm not allowed in the farm after what I did last time.
That's
all right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Again, we have a new rule for celebrity birthdays. If you get it dead on, you get 2 points. But you got to get it within 2 years. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays this morning. All right, start off, Spike Lee. How old is Spike Lee today?
73.
I don't know, 79.
67. Years old. Those commercials are funny, though, with him, Charles, and Samuel Jackson.
You're funny.
Actress. This makes great sense because I'm on a Raising Arizona kick today because of Ryan McDonough. Actress Holly Hunter. How old is Holly Hunter? She was in the movie.
Yeah, I know. 44.
52.
66.
Okay.
You guys are good there with that.
Oh, shut up.
Model Kathy Ireland. She is absolutely beautiful.
39. I don't know. I have no idea.
67.
61.
Okay.
God, this is the best part of this game, man, because
when you say people that I have no idea who they are.
Right. I love it, man. It doesn't mean because you're a younger generation. All right. Actor Michael Rapaport.
He's been on before.
Yeah. When he does that rant about the cat with the weird eyes, you've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
53.
59.
54. Chaser's up 1-0. God, this music just feels good today. I don't know who that is.
Well, you did bring the Ferrari or Lambo.
Ferrari. That's okay. I'm going down, trying to find these people that we've heard of.
Going down.
Don't know who that one is. All right. Oh, all right. Country singer, guitar player Ranger Doug of Riders in the Sky lives here in Nashville.
Ranger Doug?
Yep. You know the one used to sit in his lap when you go to their shows? Ranger Doug?
59.
This is tough. 55.
78! Guitar player Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's brother, Jimmy Vaughn.
69.
72. 73.
Nice.
Tied at one. I like this guy. We got, so this is good. It's going down the stretch here. Here we go. Find somebody else we've heard of. Comedian Mikey Day off Saturday Night Live. He's pretty funny. He's grown on me.
37.
42.
44. All right, last one, Chase. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is for the tie. NBA coach Pat Riley. How old is Pat Riley?
83.
He's 80. We're tied at two. This is for the win.
I get 2 points for that.
He's 79. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad, man. I got all excited. Barney Miller. Hal Linden. Barney Miller is still alive. How old is Barney Miller?
94.
97.
93, Chase McCabe at the buzzer.
Oh, how about it?
Celebrity birthday sponsored by possibly you.
Email us together at CromwellMedia.com.
All right.
All right, coming up next, Jeff Fisher will be in studio. Nashville Cats, an announcement. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.